Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Success Show on Biz Radio US. Before we get started, I just want to share a little bit of what's on my mind. I've been talking about networking recently, and today I'd like to just say a few words about networking and giving without expectation. You know, you show up regularly at networking events, business networking events. You should show up regularly, and that's essential to building relationships, and relationships are the whole crux. It's the real purpose of networking. As you get to know people at these events, and as you start to trust that they're experts in their field, send some referrals their way, and do it without asking anything in return. They'll appreciate your actions, and they'll also be very likely to recommend you when the opportunity arises. So once again, don't be the person who comes to networking meetings all me, me, me. Listen carefully to others, refer their services to others, and show up consistently. That builds trust. That being said, I'm Hank, the PR guy, your host of the Home Business Success Show. My guest today, Tyler Lewis, was born on October 22, 2003 in Newark, New Jersey. Tyler has always been adventurous and determined to do great things as a child. He has survived many trials in life, but today finds time to empower people to live a transformed life. As a young Black entrepreneur and author, Tyler's focus is to write about his training and life experiences around self-development and purpose. His recent book, Word to Self, highlights the importance of speaking positive affirmations while activating a healthier mindset. As a member of Asheville's Black Wall Street cohort, Tyler has influenced his community to think more deeply. Tyler has hopes for mankind, and he believes people can live wealthy lives by simply changing their mindsets. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about what you do.
Yeah. So again, my name is Tyler Lewis. I'm 19 years old. I currently work at Grind ABL. It's the only black owned business coffee shop here in Asheville. And I've been working there for about like 9 months. And I also am the leading ambassador for Black Wall Street Jr., which is like another leg to Black Wall Street. And that's dealing with like getting young adults into entrepreneurship. So I've been doing that. I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm an author. And I'm still moving into all the next dimensions of who I am. But that's where I am right now.
Well, it's interesting as we assume new roles, and sometimes stepping into a new role can be as simple as realizing that there's something in ourselves that needs to go in that direction. And then we step into that role with enthusiasm, with gusto, and start moving in that direction. I know that for a lot of people, they deal with something called imposter syndrome, where they're thinking, okay, just because I said I am this, does that really make me this? But actually, if you're willing to do your due diligence and take the time and put in the effort, yeah, that means you are that, and you will continue to be that and be a better that.
Yes. And that's so like timing, because there's an affirmation in my book that says I am unlimited. And I always try and reemphasize that in saying like what you are is so like above like any limitation. Like you don't have to limit yourself to just being Like, let's say if somebody's a pastor, you don't have to limit yourself to just being a pastor. You can also be an entrepreneur. You can also be, you know, a philosopher or a psychologist or these things. You're not limited by just what, not only what you think, but also what other people try and place upon you. So that's so timely is that you said that. It's like, you're not limited by anything.
Right. So you have to be willing to break out of those limitations and move into new areas. And I think that it's very interesting what you said. You know, okay, you're a pastor, but what else are you capable of being and doing? And what's in your heart? What makes you wake up every morning and want to do what you do? You know, for pastors, it's the spreading the word, the gospel. But there's also, I know a few pastors who are also businessmen and entrepreneurs, and the two are not necessarily exclusive of each other, especially for those who know how to run their business lives along with the guiding principles that they have in their hearts. Yeah. You know, it's one thing to be a pastor and be a businessman, but if you don't run your business by ethical standards, then you're also not being true to yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And another thing is just visualization, like just visualizing yourself as that thing. That I think that's where imagination comes into play, is like I envision or I see myself as a business owner. And as I do that, I start to move and do the things that business people do. So it's like you have to that's where the mindset comes in. It just shows how the mind is over matter, or how your mind is capable of influencing matter, influencing your physical reality to fit what you're thinking in your mind. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Well, that's like acting as if, you know, you want to be something, you act as if you are that. You want to have something, you act as if you have that. Mm-hmm. Let me backtrack just for a moment. And, you know, at 19 years old, you're at an age in which a lot of young men don't have much of a clue about who they are. But you're, you know, before I tell you the next thing, I just want to say when I was 19, I was mostly into pursuing pleasure, you know, just going to parties in college and chasing after girls. But, you know, it's very refreshing for me to meet somebody who's 19 who's so clear-headed. At your age, you're working on being a catalyst for positive change in the world. When did you first start thinking that way?
It's so funny that you said that, because as long as I always try and think like when this all started for me, but I'll say it really started when I was like 12 years old. I always been a truth seeker. Like I always wanted to know what this is, what life is, what all of this is around us. So as my youth years, like as I started getting older and older, I just started to seek more truth. Like I was into, you know, the Illuminati and the extraterrestrials, you know, all these different things. And it was just from that burning desire in me to just find truth, not only truth outside of myself, but the truth within myself. So as I started to do that, I just started to find more information. And that just led me into moving to a space to where I got leadership. And that's a big thing that I encourage everyone to have, is leadership. And once I got leadership, like everything that I already been knew before I found leadership and received leadership, is like all of it maximized, like amplified. The truth seeking just went to a whole nother level, and it started going from, you know, looking outside, trying to find the truth outside, but more looking within and learning the truth within ourselves. Because like a man by the name of Dr. Miles Monroe said this. He said, the last exploration for human beings isn't outer space, but it's inner space. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, like that's so true, because we really don't understand fully yet the amount of power and the amount of, you know, just amazingness that we have within ourselves. So that's really how it started for me. It's just, I just out of nowhere came this just burning desire to just wanting to know the truth. And from there, it just sprung forth.
Yeah, that started happening to me just a few years older than you are now. But I had come across some works and some writings. It was through an alternative newspaper that gave a review of several books. One of them was called Center of the Cyclone by John Lilly, and the other was the Castaneda series, Carlos Castaneda, and the you know, his series of books, which I really got into when I was in college. And it did lead to an inner exploration and a kind of a realization that there isn't that much of a separation between the inner and the outer, but from the inner world sets into motion the circumstances that happen to a person in the outer worlds.
And I always say that everything starts in the mind, like literally everything that we see on this planet right now, built by humans, and not only built by humans, but if you don't believe what you believe, I mean, there's a lot of evidence to support that there is a God, but also by God, like it had to have came from a mind. So I just think about like everything that we see, and that's why like my main point really of my book is that everything starts in the mind. It's like it's really however your inner, however you look on the inside is just a reflection on how your outside will look. So like you said, like it's really no difference. There's no difference between the outside of you or everything around you than the inside of you. So yeah, that's amazing.
Excellent. I want to take just a few moments because I can't pass up this opportunity.
Yeah.
At 19, you're what people call a millennial. Mm-hmm. At my age, which let's just say it's a lot older than 19, I'm what people call a boomer, but I'm not that, you know, the okay boomer stereotype that you see online. You've seen those memes. Okay, boomer. I'm not the guy who's going to yell at you for walking on my lawn. And I've always tried to stay current with what's going on in the world and to stay fluid and not become really rigid in my thinking. But there's a lot of stereotypes around these two groups, the millennials and the boomers, and a lot of accusations flung around social media. What do you think are some ways that these two generations can start pushing past the negative rhetoric and find common ground to help make the world a better place?
One thing for me, I just want to start off by saying people really don't think about their thinking. Like, people really don't think about the things that they say and like the stereotypes between, you know, boomers and you know, millennials, like the people who say these things, they don't really think about what they say. It's really irrelevant in a sense, like it doesn't really matter. But I'll say for like a way that we can push past these rhetoric and these stereotypes and all this just foolishness that don't even matter. I'll say is really learning from, you know, the boomers, learning from the people who have came before us, like leadership, for example, like going back to leadership, like leadership is so important, and not just any leadership. Like you can be led by anything. People are led by social media. People are led by a multitude of other people's opinions. And that just brings, you know, confusion and a double-minded person. But I'll say, like, when it comes to that, is really for the millennial side, is really looking to the boomers, of the so-called boomers, or I'll just say elders, for information, for knowledge, for, you know, how can we better, you know, solve the issues that we still have today, which could have been solved back then, but just getting in that mindset of being like, okay, and not looking at it as like stereotypical and radical and all that other stuff, but just looking at the elders as a source of information to get strategy, and not only strategy, but to also to get what, like when it comes to certain things, like what should I do here that you did, and learning from mistakes pretty much, and looking at them and asking them like, what mistakes did you make that you can tell me so that I don't have to make the same mistakes?
Well, that's a great way really to look at things. And also, I just want to point out that coming from the boomer side, we can also learn from the millennials because, you know, we were young once, but after all the years have gone by and all the experience, some good, some bad, and we forget a lot of things about the enthusiasm and the fervor of youth and putting that into someone's life, you know, for positive change is a great thing. And I think we can learn from the experiences of the millennials who have grown up in a world that's different than the ones we grew up in. It goes back to what I said about listening at the beginning of the show about with networking events. You know, you have to be willing to listen to each other. As long as there's listening and as long as there's dialogue, there's hope.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that. I just want to say one quick thing. I'm so glad that you said that on like the boomers listening to the millennials, because there's a lot of youth my age, some who think like me, who don't get listened to a lot by the older, you know, generation. And I just feel like it's kind of detrimental to the younger generation, because if the older don't listen to them, who else is going to listen to them? Because y'all are in the positions, you know, to make things happen and to make change. So I think that's really important, that like what you said, is that the boomers listen to the younger generation, because I mean, if we really think about it, like the younger generation are going to be the ones who will be after y'all. So we have to be equipped to the best of our ability to, you know, solve these different issues in the world. So I'm so glad that you said that. I wanted to touch on that.
Well, you know, dialogue, understanding, and compassion is going to be what leads us forward if we're going to go forward. I think those are the things we're going to need. I really want to hear about your book, but I also want to take a moment or so. Just tell me about Black Wall Street and what that's all about.
Yeah, so, man, Black Wall Street is so awesome. Black Wall Street is a business incubator for Black businesses. And the whole mission behind Black Wall Street is to start growing and expand Black businesses, to revitalize Black Wall Street. And in doing that, we're honoring the history of Black Wall Street, not only the history of Black Wall Street, but the history of business within the Black community. And as we do that, we're building wealth together. We also partner with other, you know, business organizations to help some of the BIPOC businesses in the cohort. So like Mountain BizWorks, you know, Western Carolina Business Center. Who else? We have so many other people who are partnered with Black Wall Street to help these Black businesses. So yeah, Black Wall Street is doing a lot of stuff right now. Again, I was talking about Black Wall Street Jr. Me being the leading ambassador for that, we're about to be doing a whole lot of stuff. We're bringing youth into entrepreneurship. We got some plans in a couple months to go down to Atlanta to the Black Wall Street Mall they have down there. Just doing a whole lot of different endeavors and just trying to get people involved with entrepreneurship, not only entrepreneurship, but Black Wall Street as a whole. So
that sounds like a jumping off point for a whole separate show. Maybe sometime in the future we can have you come back and we'll just talk about Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
But in the time we've got left, and this time flies, I'm enjoying this a lot, but the time is really flying by. Tell us about your book, Word to Self. What is that about?
Yeah, so my book, Word to Self, it's powerful statements to help reshape how you think about yourself in life using affirmations. So affirmations are designed to translate you from one way of thinking to another way of thinking. Affirmations are universal. They're neither good or bad. Saying like, I hate myself, that's a form of affirmation. It's just a bad version. But the affirmations in my book, I call them high level affirmations or high level, you know, statements to say to yourself. And in this book, the whole main idea of this book is that everything starts in the mind, and that it's so important to watch, and not only watch, but change the way you think about yourself in your life, and change the way you speak about yourself in your life. Because I've learned through personal experience that based on what I said is based on what I had. Like, I used to call myself a failure. In doing that, that was the precursor to me doing failure behavior or acting a certain way that was leading towards the idea that I said about myself, which was a false idea. And when I started to change the way I thought and to change the way I spoke to myself, I'll call myself, I'm powerful, I'm mighty, I'm wealthy, all these things, my body just started to move with what I was saying and what I was thinking. So that's really what my book really emphasizes, is that once you change the way you think and the way you speak, everything else, your body, your decisions, your actions, how you speak, everything will flow with that thought. So yeah, that's really what my book is about.
So you become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And if you see yourself as successful and you have real high hopes and expectations for yourself, and you, through the affirmations and through the action, of course, it's a double-edged approach. You can't just do the affirmations without doing the actions. Yeah. You know, it's one thing to say, I am successful, I am eloquent, I am whatever it is you're saying, but then you have to get out there and take the steps to bring that closer to you. But by having the affirmations and by believing in yourself, I think that's more than half the battle won.
Yeah. And that's the first start. That's how you do it. You can't do the action without thinking about doing the action. You know, you have to have that first part, you know, set, is the thought part, is the mind part. Like I'm working on myself, like mastering your mind and really changing your mind is a continual process. It's never going to stop ending as long as you're on this planet. It's a continual process on trying to raise your vibration and raise the level of your thinking to a higher state. And as I'm going through that process, I'm learning more and more on how powerful my mind is, and not only how powerful my mind is, but the words that I speak. Because once you get to a certain point in your development in speaking positivity, you start to bring things into existence and kind of instantaneously. It's like you don't even realize it, but you bring it into existence instantaneously. And yeah, that's really the biggest part when it comes to. Yeah,
we're almost out of time. And I just want to say that by doing that, you're going to lift others up right alongside you. Please tell us how we can get your book. Where can we find copies of your book?
Yeah, so my book is in Grind ABL. I have it in the brick and mortar. I have it in there. My book is also on Amazon. If you look up Word to Self by Tyler Miles Lewis, it will be the first book you see. And how you can reach me and contact me and stay, you know, followed up on anything that I post. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler_Lewis2K. And yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. I enjoyed this immensely. And to our listeners, please join us on our new day and time every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. for the Home Business Success Show on Biz Radio US. Before I go, I want to tell you that there are some great resources available to home business entrepreneurs, including the Home Business Success Community, an online membership support community of like-minded home business entrepreneurs. Contact me to find out more. Go to the Home Business Success Show on bizradio.us. Go to bizradio.us, click on my picture there under shows, and all my contact information is there. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it. Tyler is doing it, and you can too. Yeah. See you next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.